Hello, this is Spencer DeVries, lead pastor of the Well Fort Payne. Thank you so much for tuning into our podcast today. It's our hope and our prayer that every time you listen to one of our services, that your life is changed by the power of the Word of God. So I encourage you today, listen with open ears and an open heart. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly and receive it with gladness.
You guys got lucky a few weeks ago, because I told y'all, hey, I wasn't speaking, but tonight y'all didn't get so lucky, I am speaking. The good thing is they didn't announce it Sunday, so none of y'all ducked out on me, because y'all didn't know I was coming. If you would, turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I'm going to be reading in verses 6 and 7 tonight. That's the scripture that was on my heart to share with you guys. We're turning there in 1 Corinthians chapter 3:6-7. Here we have Paul. He's writing to the church in Corinth, and here he's talking about a little bit about division. And in this division, it's some of the same division that we still battle in churches today in time. You know, sometimes we think, man, I really like that preacher. Or, hey, when Pastor Jeff's preaching, no, let's not go tonight, sort of thing. No, we're done with those jokes. But or same way with singing. You know, we're bad about it with worship, too. Like, we only like when certain people sing, and when other people sing, it's like, man, it's really hard to get in the presence of them, but I really like that singer. But in this, Paul writes, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Lord, Father, we just come to you tonight. Father, I ask that you help me, lead me, guide me. Let me speak only what you have me to speak. Father, I pray anointing over your word, and I just pray for open ears and open hearts to receive. Father, and I always pray that we get something from this tonight that we can walk out of here with and apply it to our life and be better for it tomorrow, Father. Lord, just use us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title of my message tonight is God Owns the Garden. And when we think of it, I like how we're all basically just workers in the garden. And, you know, when this was on my heart, that was what was driving this message tonight, is that, you know, it's not so much who gets credit for this or who gets credit for that, but we're all just workers in it, because God owns the garden. And I love how God uses and has designed our life a lot like nature, between the sowing and the reaping, and between seasons and the growing and the pruning in our lives. I really love it how it sort of ties in with how nature is and how he designed nature. And a word that I want to talk about a little bit tonight is evangelism. And evangelism is a scary word sometimes. It used to scare me. I used to get intimidated by it, you know, and think, well, that's not me. It's, you know, that sometimes we think, well, that's somebody taking it to the streets. That's somebody taking it to Mardi Gras or Las Vegas or New York City or something like that out there with a microphone, you know, claiming Jesus is Lord and leading people to the Lord. Or sometimes you may think of it as somebody going overseas and preaching the word. You know, they're called into that ministry. And evangelism, it is part of the fivefold ministry. So there are people that are called to it. There are some that are gifted in that area. But evangelism is simply the act of proclaiming the good news or the gospel of Jesus Christ. When you simplify it down like that, that's sort of what we're all called to do. It originated from the Greek word, don't let me murder this, euangelion, which means good news or gospel. It derives from the prefix eu, meaning good, which eu, you think like, ew, that ain't no good. That's why when I read that, I was like, that's sort of funny how we think of it as gross. But and then angelon, which means news or message. It involves communicating the message of Jesus' life, his death, and his resurrection with intent of persuading others to believe in him and receive salvation. So when we think of it, there's nothing to be scared of with that. It's simply just sharing Jesus with other people, you know. And it's something that sometimes it's intimidating. It is hard to do. It's overwhelming. But the more that we do it, the better we'll get at it. And our belief as a church is in evangelism. It's actually on our website. If you look up the Well of Fort Payne website and you go to our beliefs, hopefully they have a slide here that I created. You're going to sit in the back. Could you go to the next one? Yes, that one right there. If you go to our website under our beliefs, you'll find this right here, evangelism. It's a belief that soul winning is the Great Commission given to the church. Do you know who we are? There we go. I love the interaction when I'm like, I'm not talking to an empty room. I feed off of that. So y'all just make sure that I know you're out there if you can. That helps me a little bit. So as Christians, it's all of our job to share Jesus. It's not the pastor's job, or it's not somebody on TV's job, or somebody else. We always want to pass the buck. Oh, somebody else would do that. But it's all of our job to share Jesus to the world. Another scripture I want to share with you guys is 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 15. And I know we've heard this scripture a lot. It's pretty popular. It says, "Always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asked you a reason for the hope that's in you." And my question to you tonight is, are you ready? You know, that's my question to you. I think it's a legitimate question. Are you ready to share the hope that's inside of you? If somebody asked you when you leave here today, or if somebody asked you tomorrow, where does your hope lie? Are you ready to give them the answer that you're supposed to? And I hope it's a gut check question, because there's been times in my life when I wasn't ready. There's been times in my life when I was working with people. Let me back up. There's been times before I come to the Lord, I was working with people, and I'd hear them in a bad situation. I'd hear their problems. I could see that they were hurting, and I didn't think nothing of it. I just listened to it. I was like, man, that sucks, and just go on. And then there's been times in my life when I did come to the Lord, and I could feel the Lord tugging on me. I could feel Him tugging, you know, nudging me to tell Him, but I didn't have it in me. I walked away and regretted it. I regretted it. And all I could do is tell the Lord, many, many times I've told Him this, I'd be like, Lord, just have patience with me. I was like, I know I missed it. Just give me another chance. I'll do better next time. And guess what? There'll be a next time too. So, and then I went from that to when I would hear somebody struggling, and you know, most of mine goes over work. I work in a secular place. I work with like 500 or 600 people. So I have a lot of interaction with people at work day to day. So it's a great opportunity for me to witness to people. It's almost, I think of it like high school, because they have to see you every day. They can't run from you. You're going to see them again tomorrow. It's not like meeting people on the street. But anyways, there come a time in my life when I would hear people's bad situation, tell that they're struggling in an area, that I would begin to invite them to church. Because in my head, I was thinking, well, I can't do anything, but if I can get them to church, Pastor Spencer can, or somebody else can. You know, I was always thinking in that mentality, well, somebody else can tell them about Jesus if I can just get them to church. And then the next step was, I got to where I would just ask a simple question: do you know Jesus? That's all we have to ask them. Do you know Jesus? When you hear them struggling, like, man, do you know Jesus? If they say yes, that's great. It's like, that's awesome. Let's join together and pray right now. Not, hey, I'll pray for you, man, later. Hey, you believe in Jesus, I believe in Jesus. Hey, let's pray together right now. You can pray with them. If they don't, then there's your chance. You got your opening to tell them the hope that's in you, right? So when you get this chance, and you will, I promise you, you will. If you got that mentality, if you got it in your heart, you're going to get this chance. When you get this chance, there's a few things that I want you to remember and just to prepare you for. The first one is just be yourself and speak in love. Be yourself and speak in love. You don't have to be Billy Graham. You don't have to be Pastor Greg. You don't have to be somebody you're not. Just be yourself and speak from your heart. Just remember that it's not the power or the anointing really just on what you say, but it's God. God has the power. God brings the growth. It's nothing that how good I do it's going to matter. Just do it. Get it out. Even if it shakes, is what Pastor Spencer used to tell me. Even if your voice shakes, get it out of you. So the second thing I want you to remember, if you don't know what to say, is what we just said a while ago. Remember His life, death, and resurrection. If you want to tell somebody about Jesus, remember those three things. God sent His only Son, Jesus. He walked amongst the earth, teaching the kingdom of God, performing miracles. He died for our sins. He was risen on the after three days and sits at the right hand of God. You remember those things to tell somebody. And I also want you to remember, if you could memorize this scripture. It's always good to have scripture to back things up. But I really like this one just because it's simple And especially for a new believer, I feel like it condenses it down. It's Romans 10:9. Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's a simple scripture to remember to lead somebody unto the Lord. And I had somebody call me a couple weeks ago and ask me that, and I felt like I was supposed to share this with somebody here tonight. I don't know why it's not in my notes, but somebody called me a few weeks ago, and they were asking how to lead somebody to the Lord. And the reason that they were asking is because they had run into somebody, some stranger, and they asked them how they were doing, and they said, "Man, I'm doing great. Jesus is with me." And they said, "Man, I don't know nothing about that," and walked off. And you could tell it tugged on their heart. And they said, "Hey, I just know that it's going to come a time where I need to lead somebody to the Lord." And I thought that was a good representation of what really happens in life out there. You know, not all of us get it right all the time, and we miss chances, but that's what we're here to talk about tonight. So you will be prepared to go out. The other thing is, the last thing is, don't be afraid to share what Jesus has done in your life. Your testimony is so strong. There's a reason you have it. There's a reason you made through it. And don't be ashamed of it. So many times people are ashamed of their testimony. I know all the time, and the Lord has delivered me from so much. I used to not be this nice guy that y'all know, believe it or not, but Crystal knows the old guy. But it seems like I used to have a lot of trouble with drinking, and drinking seems to be what I share with people more than anything in the secular world. And I think it's because a lot of people are not ashamed of drinking, so they're not afraid to tell me that they got a problem with it, if that makes sense. Like some addictions, they're shameful and they don't want to share them with people. But drinking's something that they share with me all the time, it seems like. And that's something that I can relate with because the Lord delivered me from drinking. And I can tell him what he's done in my life. So make sure that you're not afraid to share what he's done. Because that's something, even if you can't think of scripture or if you can't think of what to say at the time, just tell him what he's done in your life. So the main thing is, we're all just workers in the garden. I want to make sure that you're prepared to do that work. Like I said tonight, that's what this is about, preparing you to do that work. But I also want to prepare for you what Paul was talking about in the text that I shared with you earlier. It's our job to work the garden, plant, water, plow, and tend it, but it's God's garden. He brings the increase in it. So I want to prepare you because sometimes it won't turn out like you think it's going to turn out. For me, when I would share the gospel with people or, you know, try to be a light to them, I would always picture in my mind that they would be attending church with me. It's like, oh, man, they're going to be serving. I can see them. Man, they're going to be serving in church. They're going to do this and do that. And then when that didn't happen, I would get disappointed. But then sometimes I would share the gospel with people, and I wouldn't think anything happened, but then I'd find out like months or years later that they were going to church somewhere else, that they gave their life to Christ and they were serving in another church. So just because they're not serving here don't mean that you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Does that make sense? And the main thing is not to get discouraged with it. Like I said, if you invite somebody to church or if you don't get to pray with them right then and they don't come or you don't get to pray with them, don't get too down and out about it. Just keep plowing, keep planting. And I want to share another story with you guys. There is one time there was a woman and a preacher went into a bar. And I know y'all think this sounds like a joke, because that's the way jokes start. But this ain't a joke. It really happened. This woman and a preacher went into a bar one time, sharing Jesus with the people in the bar that were drinking and stuff. And the owner of the bar, he got upset, come out there, run them off, almost got into a fist fight with the preacher, run them off. Well, later on, that owner of the bar, he ended up turning his life around, gave his life to Christ, ended up serving the Lord, brought tons of more people, baptized hundreds, if not thousands. And this bar owner was Phil Robertson. I don't know if y'all have ever heard of him or not. True story now. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I knew y'all would. But what's crazy is Phil Robertson, you know, he's led a lot of people to the Lord, and he's been bold about speaking the name of Jesus and coming out, even as on TV and everything else. But not only what he's done, what his family's done. If you see his kids and grandkids out there, do you think of the change that took place just by that one person being saved? So there's two things, there's two ways of looking at this story the way that I looked at it. One is you could see how the preacher could have got down and out, going into a bar, getting run out, almost getting in a fight, almost getting knocked out. You could think walking away from that, that was a failure, that you could be down on yourself like, man, what am I doing? I don't even know why I'm out here doing this kind of stuff. And then on the other end, once he's seen how successful Phil Robertson became and what had happened, you could see how he could be prideful in it. That, man, I really done something. Look what I done. I led Phil Robertson to the Lord. Look how many lives he's changed. I did that. The key is not to get too high or not to get too low. That's the whole point of the, you know, Paul's text in this is God brings the increase. All we are is workers in the garden. Is it good? All right. Well, that's all I got tonight. I'm short and sweet, but I always say that I like to give a simple message that I hope you guys can take with you. Walk out of these doors and apply it to your life tomorrow. Are y'all going to do that? Amen. All right. If you guys stand with me as we pray. I got one more scripture that I want to leave you with before we pray tonight, and it's Galatians 6:9. And another probably famous one, y'all probably know this one too. Hopefully they got it up. And it says, "Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." I don't want you to lose heart tonight. Y'all doing a good job? Y'all here on a Wednesday night? Man, it seems fuller when y'all stand up too. I felt like I was here by myself when everybody was sitting down. But thank you guys. I'm going to pray over us tonight and I'll close us out tonight. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in this house, all that you're doing in our hearts, Father. And Lord, we're just here with just a heart of gratitude. You've done so much for us. Nothing that we want to overlook, nothing that we want to take for granted. We just say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for the veil that has been torn so we can have fellowship with you. Thank you for eternal life in your presence. Not that you needed us, but that you wanted us, Lord. And Lord, I just pray a stirring in your people. I pray for a boldness in your people to speak the good news of Jesus. I pray a boldness to speak the hope that is inside of them. And Lord, Father, I just ask that you lead us on when and what to speak to people. Father, help us to be aware of the things of God and not the fear of man. Lord, I ask that you just be with us. Let us be worthy to be used. Lord, I just call out to you tonight, and I hope this is everybody's prayer. It's just, Lord, use me. Lord, I'm not much. I'm not much of a speaker. I'm not much of a preacher or a singer. But, Lord, I'm yours, Father. I just say, use me how you see fit. Father, we love you, and we pray all these things in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you. And may he give you peace. And may he use you to share the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, guys. I love y'all.